vote to signify the presence. Have all members voted? Secretary calls the roll.
The roll shows 18 senators present this morning. Senator Sackett is excused from the call of the Senate today.
Will we stand for the invocation?
Almighty God, our eternal inspiration and guide, we have begun another week in that season which many of your people call Lent, a time of penitence and examination of our lives, a preparation for celebrating the glory of resurrection at Easter. It is a time which reminds us of the daily necessity for this examination of our ideas, our thoughts, and our deeds, all in the light of your will for us. We confess our imperfect humanity, the limited scope of our understanding and vision, and we ask the light of your presence as we examine our lives and our work, not for guilt and condemnation, but that we may ever be led to ways of more effective and gracious service to your people. Help us to move when we should move, to stand when we must, truly preparing and aiding in the coming of your kingdom. Amen.
Secretary certify as the correctness of the daily journals.
I wish to certify as the correctness of the journals for the 32nd, 33rd, 34th, and 35th legislative days.
The floor leader.
President, I move that the journals for the 32nd, 33rd, 34th, and 35th legislative days be approved as certified.
In objections, so ordered. There are guests for introduction this morning. Some of the very, very important business delegation from the Republic of Korea is here. Mr. Floor Leader.
Mr. President and members of the Senate, today we are honored with a group of Korean business leaders, highly influential people in their nation, covers the gamut from shipbuilding through minerals, trade, and commerce. And I'd like to introduce them to you. And please, gentlemen, when I call your name, if you would stand, and forgive me if I don't get the pronunciation exactly correct. Kwang Soo Chu. Mong Jun Chung, Jung Woon Kim, Tai Yi Kim, Suk Hoon Kwan, Moon Hong Lee, Young Soo Park, Jae Joon Park, John Se Puk Park, Park Yeol Wai, In Ku Ra, Kwang Wan Rim, and Jung Jun Yoon.
We welcome you here this morning. Our television will be taking pictures of the delegation. That those prints and those clips will be available to you. The rules chairperson will make them available as soon as is possible. You may take pictures as any other photographer if you wish during session of your delegation or members. I'm glad to have you this morning. Senator Fakes.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to introduce in the far gallery an assemblyman from Anchorage, a member of my constituency, Assemblyman Don Smith.
Senator Victor Fisher.
Mr. President, in the gallery behind me is an Anchorage constituent who is the Joint Federal-State Trails Coordinator and has done marvelous work that benefits all districts of the state.
Terry. Senator Gilman.
Mr. President, in the far gallery is a lady that I've had the privilege of knowing for 5 or 6 years. It's her first visit to the Capitol, and she's the mother of one of our pages, Miss Peggy Brennan.
Senator Kelly.
Mr. President, the gallery behind me is a cousin of mine who lives in Anchorage. He attends the University of Alaska there and works in Anchorage. And he flew down to Juneau for a couple days to say hello to all his amigos. Kelly Hunter.
welcome you all here this morning. You have the floor, Senator Pettijohn.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to introduce an attorney from Anchorage and one who is instrumental in Korean-Alaskan relations, Mr. Bob Rees.
Bob, did we fail to introduce anyone? Thank you very, very much. We're always embarrassed not to be able to speak the proper foreign languages, but Alaska and its trade and its recognition of the Pacific Rim responsibility, I'm certain that the next generations of political figures will know Korean. Many of them will. The messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the House?
There are no messages from the House.
Are there communications?
We have no communications today.
Are there reports to standing committees?
The Finance Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution No. 3 extending the life of the Blue Ribbon Commission on the State Personnel Act, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass with a new fiscal note. Signed Senator Co-Chairman Senator Bennett signed firm maybe, signing due pass for Senators Josephson, Mulcahy, Ferguson, and Fakes. SCR 3 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Transportation Committee considered Senate Bill No. 6, making a special appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for construction of a four-lane highway from the south end of Eklutna Flats to the Palmer-Wasilla Junction. And a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Moss, Chairman, concurring, Senator Fahrenkamp, and Senator Curtula. Senator Gilman signed do pass, provided that the question of federal funds is explored. And Senator Fake signed no recommendation because the federal funds question no long-term highway plan for state. SB 6 has a further referral to finance.
Finance Committee.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill No. 19, making appropriations to the University of Alaska for construction of dormitories, and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title, with a letter of intent, and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Josephson, Chairman, concurring, Senators Vic Fisher, Senator Moss, and Senator Halford. Senate Bill 19 has a further referral to finance. The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill No. 54, contents of the election pamphlet, and recommends that it be calendared on February 21. Signed, Senator Fakes, Chairman, concurring, Senators Bennett, Ferguson, Ray, and Kelly. This bill does appear on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports today, Mr. President.
Are there reports of special committees?
We have no special committee reports.
The legislation has been adopted in both bodies, providing for the specials Rules Committee Reform Committee, Special Rules Reform Committee. Senator Fakes, Chairman, Senator Ray, and Senator Kelly are the members of the Senate on that committee. I know that the meetings will be noted very shortly. It has a rather short duration, and we're going to be busy. Are there any other notices of special committees?
There are none.
Are there resolutions for introduction?
There are no new resolutions.
There is a bill for first reading.
Senate Bill No. 133 by the Rules Committee, by request of the Legislative Council, an act making corrective amendments to the Alaska statutes as recommended by the Revisor of Statutes and providing for an effective date.
That's the Revisor. Judiciary Committee. Other committees may wish to have a cursory look at the bill, but Judiciary is the committee that reference should go to and must go to.
That is the only new bill today.
There is a bill on the calendar. The Secretary read the bill.
Senate Bill No. 54 by Senator Ziegler by request, an act relating to the contents of the election pamphlet. The State Affairs Committee considered this bill and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Vic Fisher, Chairman, concurring, Senator Sturgiluski, Rohde, Ray, and Kelly. There are no amendments.
The absence of amendments, Senator Ray.
There are no amendments, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 54 be considered in gross advance of third reading and placed on final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate Bill No. 54, an act relating to the contents of the election pamphlet.
Bill is before you for discussion and debate. Senator Victor Fisher.
Ms. President, I'll try to briefly explain what this is about. The existing law provides that the election pamphlet distributed to all registered voters will provide information on the, it will provide a neutral summary and a pro and con statement on every proposition appearing on the ballot, and proposition is defined to include initiatives, referenda, and matters put before the voters by the legislature. The one item that is left off the election pamphlet is the question, shall it be a constitutional convention? This is a question that under the Constitution has to be put before the voters every 10 years during which there has been no constitutional convention, during which this question has not been raised. The League of Women Voters asked that the election pamphlet in the future provide a statement on the proposition, shall it be a constitutional convention? The League tried to include a statement in opposition to the holding of a constitutional convention. Their statement was rejected, however, by elections officials who found, with an attorney general's opinion, that the issue could not even have a neutral statement in the election pamphlet. The League of Women Voters and the State Affairs Committee concurred that this is obviously an oversight, and while the issue is not going to come before the voters for another 9+ years, it is a matter that should be covered in the future, and the omission should be rectified at this time.
Does anyone else wish the floor? Ready for the question? The question is, shall Senate Bill 54 shall be adopted by the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas, one excused, and one absent.
Senate Bill 54 has passed the Senate. Brings us to the end of today's calendar. Is there unfinished business this morning? The Special Committee on Agriculture, which has passed the Senate to be formed, Senator Moss will be chairman. I'll appoint that committee tomorrow. Or is there any announcement of committee meetings?
Mr. President?
You have the floor, Senator Rohde.
There will be a brief minority caucus in the Butkovich room immediately upon adjournment of the session.
You have the floor, Senator.
Friday the 25th this month at 9 a.m., the Finance Committee will meet at 9 o'clock, taking up SCR 1, disapproving Executive Order 53. Also, a subcommittee will be meeting this afternoon to receive a overview from the Commissioner of Natural Resources on their portion of the budget. Again, this will be at 1:30 in the Finance Chamber. On Friday, the 25th at 1:30, the Commissioner will, a Fish and Game, will also give an overview. Also on Monday at 1:30, the 28th, the Commissioner of Environmental Conservation will be giving an overview on the budget. Any member of the Senate is certainly welcome to attend.
Senator Victor Fisher.
Advance notice, tomorrow State Affairs will hold a hearing on the permanent fund. There'll be an oversight hearing to review performance and projections of income and other matters having to do with the permanent fund.
The former governor, Jay Hammond, has been in town this weekend. I think he's very interested in the decisions on the permanent fund. I don't know if he's going to be at that meeting or not. You have the floor, Senator Joseph.
Mr. President, there will be a leadership caucus on adjournment tomorrow, Tuesday. And I would remind senators that at 3 o'clock this afternoon, the HES committee takes up the question of arbitration for employees of school districts.
Mr. Judiciary Chairman.
The Judiciary Committee will meet at 1:30 today. Senate Bill 86, which deals with violent crime compensation, and Senate Bill 55, that deals with collective bargaining. Also on Wednesday, we will have the confirmation hearings on the Attorney General Gorsuch and Public Safety Commissioner Bob Sundberg. I know him as well as I know my own name, but I forgot it.
Resources, Chairperson.
Now, Mr. President, a reminder to all members of the body that this afternoon at 4 o'clock in Courtroom A, the Joint Oil and Gas Committee, Resources Committee, will be meeting with the Korean trade delegations that's with us this morning.
Are there items under special orders this morning? Senator Ray.
There's no other business to come before the Senate, Mr. President. And once again, I welcome and goodbye to our three friends. I would move that we adjourn to 10 a.m. Tuesday, February 22nd.
We are adjourned.